This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
Now, many of us are back to work, and it can be an emotional time, just quietly.
Well, especially if you're a big businessman like yourself, Dean.
Well, this year, already being back at work, we've dealt with bushfires. We're now dealing with coronavirus issues.
Oh, my gosh,
it's
yes.
Just one thing after another.
Yeah, I work by myself, so I just deal with me, which is worse.
I don't know. But joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex to talk about emotions at work. And is there a gender divide? Hey, Alex, how are you? Are you emotional at work, Alex?
My emotions at work get into more of the irritation space.
Ah.
Yes. So I don't tend to cry and I don't tend to get upset or hurt. It's more annoyance or anger.
Yes.
It can be true.
So if someone doesn't do something right, I'm more annoyed than I am sad.
Do you ever say, I'm disappointed? Yes. I'm really disappointed.
That's the worst.
I don't even do that. That's too soft.
Oh, really?
But also, I'm in charge, aren't you? Yeah.
But you know what? The thing is, I think everyone deals with work differently, and I don't tend to take things personally at work, so therefore my go-to is annoyance. The research actually found that I'm more masculine than feminine in that regard, because they found that both men and women are emotional at work. Often you hear people say to women in the workplace, don't get upset.
Yes. And that I hate that. It's like,
yeah,
do you know what makes you feel better?
Don't you tell her that she's getting fired because she'll cry, things like that. It's this idea that you're emotionally triggered. But that's actually true for men as well, and for all sorts of people, because feelings can be across joy, surprise, anger, sadness. All of those things are relevant in the workplace, and they're not specific to a particular gender.
Yes, and apathy is the real enemy here, I feel. You're fired.
But it's a good reason they're fired. So this was a study that went across 2,000 people in the workplace and 250 managers. And what they found was that men were just as likely as women to be fueled by emotion, but they were more likely to feel things like disgust if something went wrong. And they were also more likely to take it personal if their ideas weren't accepted.
Interesting.
So the women were more likely to say, okay, they didn't want to take my idea on board, it just wasn't the right fit, and they'd have a more pragmatic, you know, view of it, whereas men would feel angry or upset. And then it was interesting because the study also found that men were twice as likely as women to get upset if they felt their ideas were being ignored, with 43% of the men in the survey admitting to shouting in a bid to blow off steam.
Yes. Well, maybe it's because women are maybe used to their ideas not being heard. But it also seems to do with people.
Another place where my ideas aren't accepted,
Exactly. But I think it's all to do with ego and people having their ego in check. Like, we're not rejecting you. Yes, exactly. It's like, why not? Well, it doesn't matter. Calm down.
Well, my favourite statistic that came out of the research, though, was pretty ironic. Millennials in the survey were having the hardest time in the workplace, too.
Yes.
With 91% more likely than any other group to feel anger at work and 80% more likely to feel disgusted by outcomes.
Disgusted?
Disgusted.
Which is so dramatic.
What, just because out of a sense of entitlement, of not getting their way? Is that what that means?
Well, lots of reasons. Like, disgusted by things going wrong in the workplace, maybe disgusted by the way others are acting in the workplace. But the word disgusted was the emotion that came up the most.
That's a strong word.
So strong,
yeah.
Disgusted. Oh,
I'm disgusted.
Yeah, disappointed. Oh, I'm disgusted. Whoa.
So dramatic.
There are a lot more things going on. Yeah, people need to be able to take on criticism and feedback.
But, you know, the workplace is a great place to test your ideas. Mm. And if things don't happen, it's not a personal attack on you. It's not the right time to adopt the idea. It's not a big deal.
I found when I have meetings of, you know, maybe small groups of people, let's say 10, and there's men and women in the room, I often will go around the room and get everyone to speak. Like, you know, we'll close the meeting with, I just want to go around here from each and every one of you, one at a time.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a men and women thing. Sometimes there's people who are more confident or people who speak louder or, that dynamic is always in play.
Mm.
And that can actually affect your emotions. Like, you feel like you're not being heard. Maybe you just can't get a word in.
So that's for a facilitator.
I think people also interpret frustration differently as well. So for some people, they might cry out of frustration, whereas other people get angry.
Yes.
But the underlying feeling was frustration.
Yes, I used to work with a woman who, when she would get really, when she would get upset or scared, she would cry. And so she would keep doing, she's like, just ignore me. And then she would just keep talking, but also cry. And she's like, yep, hang on, yep, we're, so we're doing this. And then just cry. Like, she's just like, this is what happens to me. I'm very sorry.
This is my release.
It's almost just like a, you know, not a disability, but it's something that she couldn't control. And she's just like, just ignore this and keeps going. But, yeah.
Well, I actually had a staff member recently. I was talking to her about something that went wrong. And I wasn't even angry. I just was telling her this is what happened and this is why it didn't go well. And she started to cry. Mm. And I didn't really know what to do. So my response was, please stop with all these emotions.
Oh, goodness me.
And she said to me, you're not meant to say that, Alex.
No.
And I was like, thank you for the reminder of my awkward social awkwardness coming out.
What's with these emotions? What's with all these feelings?
Too much.
Wow. As I've gotten older, I got a little bit more philosophical in the workplace, and when things don't go quite right, I just stop and say, well, what do we learn from this?
Yes.
What was the lesson here? Yeah. How do we move on from this? You know, we gave it a go, it didn't work. And
I think that's right. I think that's right, and I think that's across the board. You know, it's not just in the workplace. I think it's in social interactions and all of those things. But I just, again, the study made me laugh when it was the feeling that most came up for millennials was disgusted.
Yes. Mm. Poor things.
Well, yeah, calm down.
Calm down, millennial. No, what's the response? You know, this okay boomer, is there a millennial response? Probably not.
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Well, millennials tend to get a bad rap all the time anyway, so I think you've got enough. But the funny thing about the millennial conversation is millennials are nearly 40.
What?
Is that right?
Am I a millennial?
They're not that young anymore. Millennials, you know, they were born around 82, 83, 84 up.
Oh, that's me.
And they're not, you know, 19.
No.
Oh. Well, what's the little whippersnappers these days that have three phones?
I think
it's
Generation X.
No, okay. No, they're Zed. I'm an Xer.
Zed,
yeah,
right.
Gen Zen. So I'm a Generation X. So I was born, you know, in the 60s and 70s, or late 60s,
right.
70s.
Oh, God.
And we were supposed to inherit the Earth, the Gen Xers, but we've been overlooked.
Mm.
All the millennials.
But
come
I
up.
Just think it's funny that we talk about millennials like they're these entitled 18, 19-year-olds when they're actually, you know, going, hurtling quickly towards 40.
Well, I'm disgusted.
Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.